Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing. She's one of the top experts in the world on how consumers make decisions and the trends that consumers are doing, and especially the folks who are a little bit in the higher income area, the luxury shopper. She wrote all the books on the topic, putting the lux back in luxury, why people buy things they don't need, my favorite. And then Let Them Eat Cake, Shopping, you get the picture, lots of books here, and lots of good research. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good to be with you, Jim. And, you know, I have a new book. It's a mini book, because it's only got 32 pages, but that's what people tell me, that the publishers tell me.
That's right.
People like to read.
We're in the Twitter world these days, so.
Yeah.
So is it out?
It's out. It's called Why, you know, what do Henrys want? So that's about the higher income.
Remind them what Henrys are.
Yeah, Henrys are high earners, not rich yet. They're the people that sit between. They're the consumers that sit between the middle class and the luxury class at $250,000 and above. But they're the ones that account for about 40% of all consumer purchases. So they are really the most.
Is there a generation there in that group, or is it just money?
Well, Henrys are defined simply by income. But if you look at Henrys, I mean, the fact is, most young people who are on the road to affluence, who will become ultra affluent, start their progress on the road to affluence as Henrys. So yes, there is an age component there, mm-hmm. which is like the young Henrys are the ones you really want to capture, because if you can get them as they're young, you know, you can you know, build them and grow them as their incomes grow, so they become a more important
customer. Especially if you're on Main Street, because if they're younger and they're Henrys, they may not have bought that new dining room, the dining room suit that will last them the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
They're going to buy a house that they. More likely to buy a house they don't need, rather than instead of the 60-somethings who are going the other way, right? And the older 60-somethings are more likely to take a tour than they are to buy a new dining room suit, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's all about age and income. So those are the two variables, and that's why I kind of focus on the Henrys, because they're really the ones you really want to know and understand.
There's another group of Henrys out there that I want to stick in. This is my anecdotal adjunct to your research there, Pam. And those are older small business owners who have struggled to build their business all their lives, and then, you know, they've gone through the 08 recession and I mean the crisis and everything, and you know they're building their business back. And they're probably baby boomers,
right?
And they're starting to have a little bit of financial critical mass, and I think that's part of your Henrys. I mean, their business is doing well. They probably don't think they're rich.
No, and they're not.
But they're spending money.
Yeah, that's right. Not only money.
Because they're tired of being poor.
That's right. Well, you know, and that's another, you know, what we're going to talk about is the next big story in retail, which is really about small business owners. Mm-hmm. Because I believe, and the trends that I see in the data, and, you know, this isn't just my dream. It's the data tells me that shoppers are, and particularly Henrys, the higher income mm-hmm. affluent consumers, they're really turning away from all the big mass retailers that they see at the malls. I mean, malls are now becoming ghost towns, and they are looking for different kinds of shopping experiences, and they're finding it not at the malls mm-hmm. and not at big national retailers, but on Main Street, and that's where small businesses can really start to see their businesses grow. You know, and mainly because the small businesses that are on Main Street today have survived the recession. So natural, you know, selection in the economic world has really
They're solid companies now. The ones
The
ones that survived are solid companies.
Exactly.
They know how to run their businesses.
Exactly.
And they know how to serve customers. And, and you know, Pam, the I love this research. I'm so glad that you brought it to us because I'm not going to say I predicted some of this stuff, but I did. I have been telling small business owners for decades now, don't give up on your model. Your model is not to be the cheapest. Your model is not to have the biggest array of products. Your model is not to have the largest inventory. Your model is to be special, to customize, and to target, and to focus, and that the customers you just have to have enough customers who will want that. But now, as you say, that the malls are falling out of favor. You know, they're turning to our folks out here on Main Street, and that's what you're reporting.
Exactly.
Let me say this. Is it safe now to say that the internet is the new shopping mall? And so, in other words, if people have a mall in their life and a Main Street in their life, the internet has now replaced shopping malls as the big part, the big.
Well, there's no question. I mean, if you just, all you want is to get something, you need to buy a piece of something, you got to buy stuff. Right. I mean, but why go to the mall when you can do it online? And that's what they're deciding. But when you want to go shopping, which is an experience where they want to go shopping, is to Main Street, not to the malls, because it's like they've been there, done that, they've seen it, they know it. It's all the same. It's a sea of sameness.
Well, and the other thing is if you order it online, if you ordered some black slacks or something, you know, or you know, or whatever, if you don't like it, you can return it. Now let's think about what that did, Pam. That saved the person time because I don't have to go shopping for it. I can do it in my home.
Right.
They'll deliver it to my house. I'll try it on. If it doesn't fit, I'll send it back. And it'll cost me a little money, maybe some shipping money. But, Pam, this is what I mean when I say more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Exactly. And that's the true luxury today. And again, it's like...
And malls don't save you time.
Yes. But small businesses, what they need to focus on is the fact that people are coming to them for the experience of shopping. So that's the way they need to position themselves, not as a place to buy things, but a place to experience unique and special shopping experiences. And the fact is, like you say, the focus should be on that specialty, because they're specialty retailers. They need to be very special for their customers and target them right. And again,
and charge them enough to make it so you can stay in business.
But that's why they should be targeting the Henrys in their communities, not the middle class, because the middle class lost $4,500 in income. And where does that money come from? It comes from their discretionary spending.
That's right. And Pam, I want to ask you a quick question. Are Henry's price snobs a little bit?
Oh, price knobs?
A little bit. In other words, if it's too low, they won't buy it. They actually, you see what I mean?
Yeah, if it's too cheap, it's not worth it.
They probably are a little price knobs, aren't they? Quick break. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.